MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 24, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and here are today's headlines. Lynn Schools seek proactive plan on weapons. Plans for a new hotel in Peabody.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Pats are back at it tomorrow night.
I think just keep growing, keep competing, keeping it fun.
Quarterback Mac Jones, and later in sports, Ipswich football coach Zach Lampkin. Rick?
All right, Bill, great to be back. Thanks. Sun and clouds today, mid-70s for high temperatures, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 6:29 p.m. Earlier this week, a 17-year-old was stabbed and killed in Lynn. We have complete coverage on the story in separate post here on the website. Today, Boston television stations are reporting that a 15-year-old in Lowell was shot and killed overnight. The victim's brother talked to reporters on the scene in Lowell. The Daily Item is reporting today that Lynn schools are considering proactive sweeps in the schools this year as a way to keep schools safe. Such sweeps are permitted, but the move would require an official policy change by the Lynn school system. The discussion this week was prompted in part by this week's fatal stabbing in the city. This is Lynn School Superintendent Dr. Yvonne Alvarez on the data around weapons in Lynn schools.
2018 to 2019 school year, there were 7 weapons, 4 large knives with a blade over 2.5 inches and 3 small knives. In 1920, in year 1920, there were 14, 3 large knives, 8 small knives, and 3 other weapons. During the COVID year 2021, we only had 1 large knife. During 21, 22, the numbers jumped significantly to 1 handgun, 14 large knives, 7 small knives, and 7 other weapons. And then in 22, 23 is the number that we just saw reported, was a 66. There were 2 handguns, 8 other firearms, 22 large knives, 5 small knives, and 5 other knives, and then 24 other weapons, which could have been a variety of things.
There is a component to the plan to support students that are identified from the sweeps.
Catching a weapon prior to an incident, catching a weapon when we know that we need to do, whether it's clinical work, we need to do counseling, referral to outside agencies, whatever the case may be, how do we best support students when they, and knowing the reasons, right? What is the root cause of why they were carrying a weapon or how they had an illicit drug, which we know undoubtedly there may be occasions where we may be looking for weapons, but we may find other things.
Lynn School Superintendent Dr. Yvonne Alvarez speaking at this week's school committee meeting that aired on LynnTV.org. Planning is underway in Peabody for a new Marriott Hotel adjacent to the North Shore Mall near the Barnes and Noble building. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News that the site is currently used by the Peabody Logan Express shuttle. If the proposed project moves forward, the plan calls for a 142-room hotel, pool, gym, and a small pantry where guests can buy snacks. The 21st Annual Riverfest Music Festival returns to Salisbury Beach on Saturday. According to the Daily News, the festival is produced by radio station WXRV 92.5 FM. It will begin at noon and run through 6 p.m. on Saturday. The headline performer will be the popular dance-funk band Ripe. And there's a new restaurant in Manchester by the Sea. The new restaurant is called 35 Beach and is the site of the former Alley's Beach Street Cafe on 35 Beach Street. The Gloucester Times reports that the new owners are Matthew and Margaret Kane. The restaurant will be open for lunch and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Astros last night, 7-5 and 10. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Well, last night in the Lone Star State, the Sox snapped a 2-game losing streak as Adam Duvall hit a 3-run home run top of the 10th, lifting the Sox to a 7-5 win over the Astros. This afternoon in Houston, Sox and Astros wrap up the 4-game series of the matinee at 2:10 at Brian Bayo on the bump. This is the final game of a season-long 10-game road trip. One note from yesterday's game as well, closer Kenley Jansen did leave the game with a hamstring strain. Sox return to Fenway tomorrow night to begin the six-game homestand against the Dodgers and Astros. Mookie Betts returning to Boston for the first time since being traded to the Dodgers. Sox find themselves this morning at 67-60 in fourth place in the AL East, 11.5 games behind the Orioles. Sox now 4 games behind the Mariners for that final AL wildcard spot.
Thanks, Andy. Next up for the Patriots, they'll have a preseason game tomorrow night at Tennessee. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones on getting better practice after practice.
I think just keep growing, keep competing, keeping it fun. Go back and forth with the defense. I think we've done that more this year, and really just try and carry it over to the game and keep that intensity up. And one thing in practice, you can get into a rhythm. I think preseason sometimes is hard to get into a rhythm, but you have to work through that and try and find out, you know, what ways you can start fast and really just carry that momentum into the season. But I think the defense has given us great looks, both the scout defense and the starting defense. So definitely, you know, really enjoy competing against them.
Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. Today we are featuring another North Shore football coach as part of our summer series with the coaches. We are learning from the coaches about their playing days, followed up by their transition into coaching. Ipswich head coach Zach Lampkin on how he got into coaching.
Yeah, so I helped out with some summer stuff with Coach Pugh, like, you know, a decade ago. But nothing too crazy, just, you know, here and there, just helping out, just kind of learning. I knew I kind of wanted to get into coaching. It was something I was kind of interested with. And then when I moved to Ipswich, I live, like, very close to the high school where I could hear the game. So I would kind of walk down there on Friday nights back in, like, 2014. And then I just accidentally, through a friend, just kind of ran into Fassett, and he asked me if I wanted to come. He had a spot on the coaching staff. And then I just, you know, I sat under him and just learned everything I could about all sides of the ball, not just, you know, when I first started coaching, I was really just an offensive-minded guy, and that's all I wanted to do. But, you know, he got me on the special teams, defense, everything. And I just tried to be around him as much as possible.
Lampkin, as a head coach now, what gets easier through experience?
Trusting my assistants, delegating, letting people be who they are instead of trying to lump people, players in particular, into certain areas that I want them to be, just kind of letting things flow the way it should flow and just kind of not micromanaging everything.
Ipswich football coach Zach Lampkin. Still ahead this week, our summer series with North Shore football coaches will continue. We'll hear from Dave Woods, Bishop Fenwick, Peter Bush, Swampscott High, and Jim Rabbit from Kip Academy in Lynn. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.